through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's one of the things that drives me absolutely nuts, to be honest with you. People that just accept the unacceptable. What happened Monday was unacceptable. There's nothing we can do about it now. But if we elect Republicans, if we take Congressional District 1 or 3 or 4, and we turn the House of Representatives into a 40-vote majority in the House of Representatives, we'll have all the oversight we will ever need. We'll be able to call in Merrick Garland and Christopher Wray and all of these people that are behind some of this bizarre behavior that we're seeing now from the Biden administration. We will be able to, demand answers. Not beg and grovel the way we've been doing. In the minority, you can't do anything. I'm sorry, but you can't. And that's why, when we always say during election periods, elections have consequences, that's one of the consequences. You seek subpoena power, you don't get it. You just don't get it. So one of the things I'm looking forward to, I'm looking forward to January when a new Congress convenes and all of a sudden Merrick Garland is on the hot seat and Christopher Wray is on the hot seat. That's when the fur will fly. It's going to be very, very interesting. Coming up, Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilwoman, Ward 2, she won re-election, so she is getting other Republicans elected to office. And can I tell you something? We were talking about this the other day on the show. I am absolutely blown away, and I think we were talking with Scott Hammond. I was blown away by the vetting that we did leading up to this election. And we've got some of the most talented people. Diverse, articulate, really good people, and there a lot of them are going to win in November if the other side doesn't cheat. We'll talk about that. We'll talk with Victoria Seaman coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Over President Trump invoking the Fifth Amendment under oath in a New York civil case, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During an appearance at the state attorney general's office in New York, the president wouldn't answer questions in the long-running investigation into his business dealings. Later, in a written statement, Trump said he used to ask why innocent people took the Fifth. He said now he knows the answer. The former president said he had no choice because his family and company are the targets of an unfounded, politically motivated witch hunt. He faces allegations that he and his organization misled lenders and tax authorities. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, a second trial underway for two men accused of conspiring to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
A prosecutor told jurors Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. wanted to ignite a second American revolution in 2020. The two men are on trial for a second time, 4 months after a jury couldn't reach a unanimous verdict on them and acquitted two other men. Prosecutors again will present secretly recorded conversations and video to show that a band of rebels was serious about getting the Democratic governor. Defense attorney Chris Gibbons insists there was no real conspiracy and that Fox and Croft were entrapped.
It's always been about shining as much light into that courtroom as it can about what happened in the summer of 2020 and the activities of the FBI and how they decided to pursue our clients.
I'm Julie Walker.
Emergency crews are responding to an apparent explosion involving at least one house in the southern Indiana city of Evansville. No information released about casualties. Aerial video posted on social media shows damage thrown in what appears to be a residential neighborhood. On Wall Street, the Dow had 521 points. The NASDAQ finished up 360. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a question for my senior friends. Have you experienced hearing loss? Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants? I know just what you're talking about. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting right next to me. I'd say, huh? Or what? It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are able to super serve their clients at both locations. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. Here's that number again, 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. ALV.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the Southern Nevada housing market is cooling down with prices falling for the second straight month. The median sales price for previously owned single-family homes was $465,000 in July. That's down some $15,000 from June, a 3.1% drop. Despite the decline, though, prices are still up $60,000 compared to the same time last year. Nearly 2,100 homes were sold in July. That's down about 23% from June and more than 38% from July of 2021. More than 7,300 homes were on the market without any offers in July. That is a 143% increase from July of last year. Yesterday morning was a bad day for pedestrians, with three being killed and a fourth critically injured in four separate crashes. Local traffic safety officials said the situations come down to human beings doing dumb things, both pedestrians and drivers. There have been 39 pedestrian deaths since the end of July, five more than the same time all of last year. Last year, those 66 pedestrians died in Clark County roads, the second highest total over the past decade, behind 2017.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Only one lane is available if you're heading to Arizona and Utah on Interstate 15 southbound there, mile marker 104 south of Mesquite in eastern Clark County. And some moderate flows on the 15 too. That's northbound at Hacienda and southbound at Oki.
In addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough on that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Keith Skipper said 89 days to Election Day. Unbelievable. An election, a midterm election right on top of us. And somebody that is not running herself. She's already won re-election, but she's fighting for other GOP candidates. She is Victoria Seaman, the Las Vegas City Councilwoman in Ward 2, and she joins us in a rare in-studio appearance. Flagging you down is difficult. It really, because you're all over the place, and getting you to settle for a half hour is not easy.
Well, I am so grateful to be here, Kevin. It has been a long time since I've been here in person.
I know. Okay, so let's recap your situation. You've already won your re-election. Explain how that works.
Well, in the nonpartisan races, like the city...
Wink, wink, nod, nod. Yeah, sure.
Those races, well, the good news is that 50 plus one, this includes most of the judicial races and city council and a few others, 50 plus one means that you don't have to go to the general. You have won. I had six opponents, so it was a little tougher than I thought, but we made it with over 55% of the vote.
Wow.
So it's an automatic win, and I was sworn in, I think it was July 20th. I was sworn in for another 4 years.
Oh, that is incredible.
That was my goal.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That was a big goal. Because I want to help other candidates.
Well, that brings us to what you are doing out in the community right now. You're still doing all of your constituent service stuff that you have become famous for, but you're also trying to get other Republicans elected on the city council, in the assembly. Talk a little bit about the mission statement for Victoria Seaman going forward.
Well, it's very important to me. We have finally, for the first time in probably forever, on the city council, we have a balanced council. And I've talked about this before. We have three Republicans, three Democrats, and an independent mayor. And the only seats that were up for election were all three Republican seats. So it was really important for me to win in the primary and try to keep those other two seats Republican. We cannot afford
to lose even one of them. So it's my goal to help the two candidates that I've just endorsed, and I haven't done it publicly yet, so I'll do it right here on your show.
Who?
I have endorsed Bob Beers for Ward 4.
Good God.
And Ray Spencer for Ward 6, and it is my goal to make sure they get elected because our number one priority in the city is public safety, and we absolutely need to get Bob Beers and Ray Spencer elected.
Talk a little bit about what it is like when you are raising money, you're out knocking on doors for candidates, but it's not the pressure that you feel when you are the candidate, when you're the principal.
Absolutely. And a lot of donors, a lot of people in the community will come to me and say, you know, who are you going to work best with on the council? Who do we need? And it makes it easier to raise money for those candidates. So I've been doing quite a bit of that, meeting with people, letting them know who I'm supporting and asking them to support them financially. And it's a lot easier than when you're asking for yourself. But it's still going out there and fundraising.
And talk a little bit about these candidates. Obviously, Bob Beers, I've known, gosh, for as long as I've lived in this town, and I've been here like 11, 12 years. Great guy, great public servant, and he's fun.
He's a lot of fun.
But
more importantly, he knows the charter inside out. He is a staunch, common sense conservative, and most people know that. Most people, he's been in office. He's been a public servant. He was a great public servant on the city council, and we really need him back. I think that I'll be able to work with him really well with common sense solutions. Ray Spencer was a homicide detective, recently resigned. So his number one priority is public safety. He's a Republican, a conservative. And once again, without a balanced council, there's a lot of, we could end up like Los Angeles.
Ugh. That's a problem. That is a problem. Let me just ask you, though, because I was going to say about Ray Spencer is that his background lends itself really well to a campaign based on public safety. And we've got a public safety issue, do we not?
We do. That is the number one issue in Las Vegas. When we polled, going door to door, people are concerned about public safety. And as we've talked about this before, this is why this election is so important. When I was going door to door, people would say, you know, Metro's not doing their job. Metro is doing their jobs. Their hands are tied with legislation recently over the last four or five sessions where this justice reform has come into play. And what justice reform did was give the criminals the rights and the victims don't have the right. So literally we see slews of criminals coming into Ward 2, burglarizing home. When they get arrested, they're back on the street the next day. So when you're not held accountable for your crimes, then you will continue that behavior. We have people that go into our stores and steal, walk out with $1,100 worth of goods, and if they get caught, they get a citation. We've seen it over and over again. The guy who walked into Dottie stole a handbag. Literally, the manager came out to come and get the bag back. He ran her over and killed her. He was out the next day without bail. And this is what we're seeing over and over. And people are calling my office and saying, what are we doing about crime? And I have to tell them, without getting political, it's who you're voting into legislature. You know, Republicans are tough on crime. I urge everyone to go out and vote for Republicans in the next election. Democrats have been running this state forever, and this is what we have.
Have you endorsed in the assembly yet?
Oh, I'm endorsing all the assembly candidates running that are on the Republican ticket.
That is amazing. How tough is it to raise money in this environment? I mean, there's a lot of money floating around. I mean, a ton of dough. But that means that a lot of these candidates have already sucked dry, you know, the spigot, so to speak. Is it difficult raising money right now, roughly 90 days before the election?
Very, very tough. to raise money, especially for those candidates that have tougher races. If they have, you know, the donors kind of weigh the Democrat-Republican percentage-wise. And for, I think, like we had in 2015, we're going to have a red wave. Support those candidates that are in tough districts because they can win if they do the work. And I think what these candidates need to do is let the donors know the work that they're doing in that district. If they're out walking every day and they're talking to voters, it's easier to convince a donor that you're going to win that district. But it's very tough for them. You know, fundraising is kind of the toughest thing we ever have to do as a candidate, right? Call somebody up and say, I need money. But you do need money to get your message out.
Again, Victoria Seaman joining us from Ward 2. What are the issues that are going to be on the minds of voters? And again, we're still 90 days out, so that can be an eternity in politics. Can you talk a little bit about what you think the issues will be come November?
I think the top issue is going to be public safety. It's the crime. It's out of control. It's running rampant. I think the second issue is the inflation. People, you know, we learned, what was it, a week or two ago, the experts say we're in a recession. Well, the public could have told the experts before that we were in a recession because they go to the market every day. They put gas in their car every day, and it's out of control. I mean, I was at the market the other day looking for stew meat. Not only were they out of it, but what they did have left was outrageously expensive. How do people afford to feed their families with what is happening right now? How can they afford to go to the gas station and fill their car? This is what is affecting voters right now. It's their pocketbook and it's crime. I think these are the top two issues.
I want to ask you, I know it has nothing to do with the city council or with local politics, but everybody's been talking about it, and that is the raid at Mar-a-Lago, the Department of Justice and the FBI teaming up to go after a former president and maybe a future president. We don't know. What did you make of what happened on Monday? 9 hours the FBI spent poring over stuff in his private residence.
Issue number three, it is the rule of law, and there is no rule of law. And they are weaponizing the office of the DOJ. This is what this administration is doing. And the sad part is that they're getting away with it. But look at all what's happening across the country. We don't have rule of law. We've got millions of people coming over the border illegally, bringing in drugs, sex trafficking, and we're handing them money and a place to go. These are people crossing the border illegally. So are we picking and choosing what laws that we want to enforce? And what happened to the former president is appalling. Nothing happened when with the Russian hoax. Nothing happened with the Hillary Clinton server. But yet they took a president of the United States and raided his home for something that he had nothing to do with. So I see the desperation coming from this administration, trying to pull all the stops they can to stop, as they think that this is going to help them in the election. I think it's not. And we see the numbers, and people from all parties understand what's happening.
I want to ask you, because Kamala Harris has been in town today, and down here on the Strip, we've had a huge presence of cops, I don't know why she's here, except that maybe Steve Sisolak is feeling a little desperate and bringing in some of the heavy hitters. What do you think?
I think you're right. I think that's what's happening. There's some desperation, and I believe that's why they raided Mar-a-Lago, and I think it backfired on them. I think people are starting to see that the Democrats are failing us. Their policies are failing us.
Again, Victoria Seaman joining us. You are going to be going on vacation.
I am.
And you're going to be going to one of my favorite parts of the world. Where are you going?
I'm going to Ireland.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I've got two brothers that both married real Irish girls in Ireland, one at St. Stephen's Green. That's where the wedding pictures were.
Oh, I hope I'll visit it.
Oh, you'll love it. You'll absolutely. And it's so green. And the first thing you'll notice, because you fly out at night in the United States and you're coming just at sunup, and the first thing you see is how green.
Coming in off the ocean. I've never been, and I'm really excited. It's the first vacation I've taken in a very long time.
And you've earned it, by the way.
You know, I want to take some time off so I can come back refreshed to get back on that campaign trail, not only with the city council races, the legislative races, but I also am helping Adam Laxalt, and I'm helping April Becker. And I just want to do as much as I can to make sure that we have a red wave and we can get back to some normalcy in this country.
I want to ask you before I let you go. Do you sense that red wave? I mean, when you're knocking on doors and people are letting you into their homes and talking to you honestly, even Democrats, even independents, do you feel the red wave?
I do. And I've attended some of Adam Laxalt's Hispanic events, and you see even the Hispanic community coming into supporting Republicans. And, you know, because I think they're starting to see that Democrat policies don't work. They don't work for people. They don't work for especially the middle class. And it's time. It's time to get some common sense policies back and get back to the prosperity and normalcy that we had in this country. But most importantly, we need to get back to the rule of law, Kevin.
And one final question, and then I promise I'll let you go, because everybody keeps asking me about it. Now that the $64 million settlement on Badlands Golf Course has gone away, or at least been put on hold, what's the next step? What happens next? Because the meter's running, so to speak. I mean, what was $64 million, maybe $164 million before we're done. Can you talk a little bit about what the next step is?
Well, I'm glad that you noticed that, because a lot of my colleagues don't notice that. And, you know, I pray that we're able to settle this, because this thing could go on and cost the taxpayers for generations. And I don't want to see that. I want to try to settle it. I'm not giving up. I'm keeping the door open. And but right now, it's at an impasse.
And who needs to budge? I mean, what is the issue that could get things back on track?
We need to get my colleagues on board with understanding that while we're thinking we're going to win, we've lost 2 out of 4 lawsuits already. And it's always better to try to settle than to gamble.
And that's
I know we're in Vegas, but I don't believe we should be gambling on this.
A $64 million gamble is not my idea of a good bet. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, well, the judgments are way over that, with interest accumulating every day.
Oh, my God.
So $64 million I felt a good settlement to put this behind us and not continue on. But we'll see what happens. But like I said, I like to leave the door open. I always am optimistic, and I have hope that I can get this settled while I'm in office.
She is a glasses half full sort of person. She's really nice. She's Victoria Seaman. And you have a wonderful time on your vacation, and come back energized, ready to go to work, okay?
Absolutely.
There you go. Victoria Seaman joining us. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else has gotten back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united